In fairness, although the reply I got was less than positive, they did leave room for talking about it again. Welcome very much what Deputy Paddy McLaughlin's achieved there at the minute now. We're getting a positive response itself, at least from the ambulance crew itself. This is going to have to go back to the council now again to try and get resources and so on. And then there's something that I will be looking to bring back to the table now again as soon as possible.
The key word there is resources, because, I mean, Gary Martin made it quite clear that the council is resourced to provide first aid training for fire crews that will be used to assist colleagues who are injured. In his view, it was never envisaged as backup for the ambulance service. Presumably, if they are to back up the ambulance service, there'll be extra resources, extra training and extra money required.
All that is true, Donald. Yes, all those comments you make there, the extra resources, extra training, yes, definitely. But at the end, we cannot put a price or value on somebody's life. This is a go in other counties. It's a go in Cork there, for example. It's not a precedent for Donegal. When other counties have it, we should have it as well. We need it.
The other issue, Michael, of course, is that much of the fire service in Donegal is a volunteer service run on a voluntary basis. In Cork and in major cities, you're going to have a full-time fire service. That's not always going to be the case in Donegal, and that just adds another layer of potential complication to this.
Complication, yes, Donald, you're right. But at the same time, these complications, if there's a wall, there's a way, I believe, always. And if between Donegal County Council getting the fire service in line and the HSE and ambulance service and everything else, all this getting agreed upon, I believe all these obstacles can be overcome. People need to go back to the drawing board at the top table and see how best to work this out.